Is that the same thing as a wet rock?
Yep, about the same. On it, steel, made of steel, and it's more like a file. It's round, all gets smaller all the way up. Boy, they can hit them thing just going and coming and getting out sharp that quick.
Let me ask you, say if your car started squeaking, you might take it into the service station and tell the man to put it up on the rack and...
Well, grease it. Usually we get squeaking very much now. They got this W240. Just squirt a little that on that stuff, any kind of squeak. Fan belt gets squeaking on the car. Just squirt a little that on it, stop that. If you think something wrong with it, then you do that.
Have you ever worked with any of that grease and gotten it all over your hands?
Oh yeah. Packing wheel grease, stuff like that. I'm old, so got some gojo out here. Take all that off too and clean them up.
I've used that before. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I left that fiddling this morning around. Fooling with an old, what you call, goes on top of your antenna that turns it, you know.
Rotor.
I had one of them out here, took out, right out there looking at it. Took it apart to see what it was, looked like. It's gone, I couldn't do nothing with it, so I just dropped it in the box out there. That's my junk.
If you got that grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands were real...
Real greasy, yeah.
We were talking yesterday about a kerosene lamp.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of people making a temporary lamp? They take a bottle and some coal oil and something for a wick and use that for a lamp.
I don't believe I ever saw anybody use them. I don't think they could be done, but I've got a light out there and a rod that you stick up out the yard and put this all in it. It's got a big wick in there and burns these things, rings off insects, stuff like that, around the yard. Get rid of them that
way. Have you ever seen these little black pots, maybe on the highway where they're working somewhere, that would have a light on them, you know, some kind of flame, kind of warn you?
About the smudge pots, put in the orchard, stuff like that.
You put those in orchard?
Yeah.
Is that for insects?
Put that in there whenever they're going to have a frost, and they give them up that smoke and stuff. I even take old tires and scatter them around in there. And that smoke will keep frost off the trees at night, you know. Call them smudge pots.
Well, what about, you know, the inside part of the tire that you inflate? You call that the inner
tube? Don't use them no more, hardly.
Got tubeless tires.
Just all rubbing the tubeless.
Say if you had a boat and you wanted to take it down to the water, you know, when you're putting the boat into the water, what do you call yourself doing?
Launching the boat.
Do you own a boat?
No. Used to, but I don't now.
Did you use it for fishing?
Yeah, I had a rack on top of a pickup truck. I just slide it up on top when I went to go fishing to take off.
What kind of boat was it?
It's a metal boat. They got them aluminum boats now, you know, mostly. Most all kinds. And there's wood goes in the bottom of it, kind of walk on, keep making too much racket.
Was it the kind that you had to paddle, or?
Yeah, paddle. Last one that I used was, had a little 3-horse motor that I put on the back of it. Made pretty good round with it. Could go up shoals and stuff like that, if it's deep enough, you know, to go on up.